Well, we called it wet but workable this year. It's been a little windy, but in between the wind, we've had plenty of fish, so it's all been fun. And the crew's been good, boat's gone well, so yeah, it's been an enjoyable season. Thomas and I both got over 4,200 mackerel for the year, so there's a fair few. So he knocked me off by about 30 odd, so that was a well-deserved win.
What kind of weight is in a Spanish mackerel?
About 10 to 15 kilo is an average size, but they grow up well in excess of 30 kilo. And yep, they're heaps of fun to catch when they get to that size.
And how much do you weigh?
About 50.
So you gave Thomas a bit of a weight advantage.
Yeah.
It's such physical work. What keeps you enjoying the lifestyle that you have here on the FV Wildcard?
Oh, it's a challenge and certainly beats an office job. Oh, it's just fun. You're outdoors, getting a bit of fresh air, a bit of exercise, a bit of a challenge. Like, you know, just because the fish are there, they don't always want to get caught. Yeah, all of that.
Bruce Davey, you're back in the port of Cairns. This isn't your home port. Why Cairns?
Oh, every 3 years we come back to Cairns to pull the shaft and do a major refit so we comply with all the new AMSA survey requirements, etc. So we bring all the six stories that we tow 1,000 miles from Gove back. So I've got a very big refit program planned for this refit in Cairns, quite comprehensive. 3 years away is a long time to be at sea. We love being based out of Corumba, but it's also nice to come back to Cairns, catch up with friends, and Juanita's family and brothers and sisters live here too.
Unless you come down to the wharf, it's very hard to appreciate what the fishing industry means to regional economies like Cairns and many others along the eastern seaboard. What kind of dollars would you inject?
Oh, well, this business is having a bit of a diversification from being solely reliant on trolling for mackerel. We're actually going to be getting into the luxury cruise boat market in Top End Australia starting January 2016. The boat's 22 years old. Juanita and I built it ourselves, so we've budgeted around $1 million over the next 4 months to take it from a slightly industrial commercial fishing boat and to add that 3-4 star luxury that the boat needs. Work boats like these, they get a lot of hammering out there at sea. Most of our grounds are 50, 80, 120 miles off the coast. So we've got to do a full paint job, main engine out, the auxiliaries out. We've got to replace the fridge system. Juanita gets a brand new galley, all the accommodation. The cabins will be made larger. So it's a very, very comprehensive one-off refit. But I think that's fantastic that we go to sea and we catch new growth seafood, inject that green money into the Cairns economy. And then that goes out to electricians, it goes out to painters, it goes out to chandlery shops, it goes out right through the whole community. And I think that's fantastic that we help provide that vital income.
Juanita, I can just see your mental calculator ticking over there. Is this why you don't like coming to port?
Well, like I said, I love me fishing, hey? There ain't going to be much fishing happening for about the next 5 months. Bruce always reckons if I haven't killed anything for a couple of weeks, he starts to get nervous.
What kind of transition is this going to be for you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a bit different. You know, we've taken friends and family out and done a bit of cruising and stuff, but that's friends and family, so yeah, it's going to be a bit of a change, bit of a shock to the system for a little bit, I think, because there'll be a lot more cooking and catering and cleaning up after people and all of that sort of thing, which I'm not a huge fan of, but I think I can get by and, you know, and do that if I still get me fishing in.
Juanita, after 22 years at sea, what's your motivation for the diversification of the FV Wildcard? It's been such a big part of your life the way it has been as a fishing boat. Why move in this different direction?
Because we're still getting the same price for our fish that we got years and years ago, but the cost of everything else has gone up. The cost of freight's gone up, and the fuel and the cartons and the cost of everything's gone up, so the profit margin's got less. And as much as I'd like to think that I could keep doing this forever, I'm about to turn 47 next week, and Bruce will be 57 next year. In reality, we're not going to do this forever, and the kids are very capable, and at some point we're going to have to step back and and hand it over to them. And I don't want to hand them a marginal business. Both Tiger and Elspeth want to make a career out of the boat and out of fishing and stuff, but it'll give them that little extra cushion, you know, to make the boat make money for, say, 10, 11 months of the year instead of just for 6 or 7 months of the year that it does now.
Bruce, why would people pay to be on a working fishing boat?
The area that we fish from Cape York to the Kimberleys, it's really is that last frontier of Australia. It really is as stunning as the Kimberleys. It is beautiful rock gorges, waterfalls plunging into the ocean. The barramundi fishing is fantastic. The mud crabs are fatter. So we're actually wanting to establish this in the wet season because we think the wet season is actually something quite special and fantastic. And all the friends and family we've had up over the years, they go, wow, I can't believe how cool it is. I can't believe how beautiful this area is. And increasingly that tourism market is looking for a path less trod, you know. The people have done the Kimberleys, they've done Kakadu, they've done the Great Barrier Reef, and they're often surprised. They go out there and there's 2,000 people pouring out of 64 buses, whereas where we're wanting to do our tourism venture is there's not a soul for 100 miles.